The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
Namaste, Suskala Yubhav, and you're listening to Immigration with Vinay at Radio Southland 96.4 FM. In today's episode, we'll be talking about the latest update for the student visa from Immigration New Zealand, and particularly we'll be starting a new series where I have been to parts of New Zealand, especially recently in Auckland, and where we met some of our students who are studying different programs. And today we will be bringing to you information about Master of Professional Accounting, talking to Raman and her friend Gurleen, talking about their experience about studying Master of Professional Accounting at Unitec Auckland. So without further ado, let's enjoy this song, and on the other side we'll go with the update. Cheers.
Sur mein gana seekhiye Padhanisa app ke saath, AI powered personal music teacher from Saregama.
Hope you enjoyed the song. You listen to Immigration with Vinay at Radio Southland 96.4 FM. Today's update, the latest changes coming. It's not the changes, but some of the processes being changed from 8th of December for the student reapplying for were already onshore. There'll be no requirement for the someone looking at, they won't ask the same question about the study intentions of applying for year 2 or year 3. There'll be a guidance about the pathway an English language student. Tertiary provided don't need to provide a letter confirming foreign government tuition fee payment. For the 19-year-old, there'll be something done to fix that problem who are attending New Zealand schools. updated guidance will be provided to Indian education loan will help students know which financial document to upload when using the Indian public sector bank loan based on information on our website. These are subtle but very important changes, I think, in the education, especially the offshore, with a lot of education loan not being taken as positive or asking too many questions. I think that there will be a clarity, and that would be a positive for student coming from offshore. There are more things will come in place, and we'll discuss as they are live and presented. In the meantime, let's enjoy this song, and on other side we'll go with the interview with our student doing MPA. Cheers.
You're glowing, you color and fracture the light. You can't help but shine, and I know that you carry the world on your back. But look at you tonight, the lights, your face, your eyes exploding like fireworks in the sky. Set fire, touching your body while you're pushing on me. Don't you win the party, I could do this all week. We'll be dancing till the morning, go to bed, we won't sleep. Jumma, 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 kiss it, daddy, body. Set fire, pushing on me, don't you win the party, I can do this all week. We'll be dancing till the morning, go to bed, we won't sleep. Jumma, 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 kiss it, daddy, body, gee. Look what we found, karma reached out into our hearts and pulled us to our feet now. You know the truth is, we could disappear anywhere, as long as I got you there. When the sun dies, till the day shines, when I'm with you, there's not enough time. You are my spring flower, watching you bloom wild. We are surrounded, but I can only see the lights. Your face, your eyes, exploding like fireworks in the sky. Set fire, touching on your body while you're pushing on me. Don't you win the party, I could do this all week. We'll be dancing till the morning, go to bed, we won't sleep. Jumma, 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 kiss it, daddy, body. Set fire, touching on your body while you're pushing on me. Don't you win the party, I could do this all week. We'll be dancing till the morning, go to bed, we won't sleep. Jumma, 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 kiss it, daddy, body. Set fire. Chamma, 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 kiss it, daddy, buddy. Touching on your body while you're pushing on me. Don't you win the party, I can do this all week. We'll be dancing till the morning, go to bed, we won't sleep. Chamma, 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 kiss it, daddy, buddy.
Back, you listen to Immigration with Vinay at Radio Salton 96.4 FM. Let's get into a very interesting series of interview which I did recently with some of our students studying different programs in New Zealand. And this time around, it's a chance to talking to Raman and her friend Gulin, who was studying Master of Professional Accounting at Unitech Auckland, asking them question plus minus, what they think, how things are, how the life is, how the Unitech, how the course is, their challenges, their opportunities. So it was a recorded interview. So the next you hear me starting the interview with Raman and Gulin. And here we go. Hyora, Namaste, Sasikala Yubavan. Vinay from Immigration Law Advice. We continuing our journey, meeting our students in New Zealand, especially in Auckland this time around, and today we are with Raman and Gurleel, and we are just sitting in one of the restaurants in Auckland meeting them. And thank you so much for coming along after their full day of work, working very hard. And both of them are studying, Raman and Gurleel are studying Masters of Professional Accounting.
Yes.
And they are supposed to finish sometime next year.
Yeah, this next month we're going to finish our course. Yeah.
So what we're going to wanted to ask them about their experience. Let's start with Raman. Raman, give us some feedback. How you finding? Of course, it's been almost a year or a bit more than that, being in New Zealand. And what is your experience like? Just whatever you want to say.
Yeah, so I feel like in New Zealand, it's good and a peace place. I studied in the Unitech Mount Elbert, and it's very good over here because the study, the culture, and all arounding and surrounding is so good over here. And I'm here with my sister, so it's a good thing for me, and I'm exploring with her a lot, and I think New Zealand is a good place for me, and till now my experience over here is so good.
Say you are studying accounting, so Raman, we are not gonna get any subjective answers from you.
Okay.
Saying it's good here, it's beautiful here. Tell us the real difference.
Yeah.
See, you studied in India, you know, you did your bachelor.
Yeah.
What is the difference like? Give us an objective answer. So this particular video, we're going to put it on social media.
Yeah.
I do a radio show on a fortnight basis, which says Immigration with Vinay.
Yeah.
So it would be listened or, you know, watched by people or the prospective students who want to make a life in New Zealand. So if they're not going to spend heaps of money just to see the beauty, they can come and travel to New Zealand to see the beauty.
Yeah.
But what is the studying wise, how you differentiate studying in India and New Zealand as a student perspective?
From my experience as a student studying here and in India, I feel the pattern of study here is different as compared to India. The assignments, the test and all that stuff, it's so different from the India. In India, we used to have a particular period for our all the subjects and all that particular dates and all that thing. But here, there is different different things to study. Like, there is not only like study here, it's just
I would like to add
up to that. I feel like when we study in India, it's more like a theory based things.
Mm-hmm.
And when we come here, we are just putting those theory based things into more like a practical environment. And maybe I feel like what we study like in the theory part, we never remember that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And mainly when we put it into a practical based thing, it stays with us more like that. Like even what we have studied, like our accounting thing, and we just completed our internship over there. Not only just the theoretical thing, we just worked in a practical based environment, which was, I think, the facility which was given by the college. I think that was a good part that we have had there.
I think, thank you, Gurleel. I think this is the one thing which is very common. See, I've been meeting our students from last few days and from different institutes just to get a feel of it. Some of the things are very common as a feedback. And one of the thing is, probably we know as a education advisor or institute, but it's important that should relay through the students that the studies in New Zealand are very practical.
Yeah.
And when you study back home, person anywhere in South Asia, it's like, this is more theory. You might, it's exam based, and if I say it's a memory base.
Yeah.
Like if you can remember something, you'll get more marks, and other person cannot remember something, might not get that many marks. But on the other side, that doesn't mean that person who can remember more has more
understanding about the topic. That person might not understand the topic, but can memorize better, can get marks. And on other side, if you understand the topic, but you can't remember everything, that doesn't mean that you don't have the knowledge. Because when you're working in the real environment, you're working in a company, they will not ask you that, oh, we need someone with a, you know, photographic memory. Tell us each and everything which comes in this new budget. You should remember by heart. No, they say, okay, we got a client. This is the problem. He has the question. You can go and look at it. Yeah, I know where to find that answer and then give the advice. I'm talking, I mean, from a accounting perspective or a business perspective, right? So it's not that someone memorize, because every year there's a new budget, there's a change in the rule for income tax and other things. So you can't remember, you have to remember every, after every year or something. So more about, you should know how you can find the right information and provide it to your client. Isn't it, that's more practical?
Yeah.
And yeah, no, but thank you for saying that. It's there's a, some of the similarity coming up here. Now, just moving on to the second part of about you're studying Masters of Professional Accounting.
Yeah.
How is that course like? If you give us a bit of a, just an overview, see, this is what we do, be it like first few months we do this and this. Is it, how that course, because you're about to finish very soon, how does that progress? So who would like to answer that for me? Raman, Gulin?
Okay, I'll start. So basically we started with our
the first semester,
and that was about with the starting with the four subjects, so that it can't be a bit burden for the every student. So we started with the four subjects, and then at the starting it was a bit heavy for us, but it was difficult, but with the teacher's guidance and support, we are able to complete it very nicely with the first semester. After that, we have a summer vacation, and we were doing a full-time work and all that thing. And then we went to the second semester, and we still have that four subjects left out. And then we completed that subject. After completing 1 year with our subjects and all that, what my experience, I think it's a very good experience studying in a unity. And completing first year, we got all our grades with the time and all that. And then we started with the second year. In the second year, we have research projects. We have internship. The research project was started with the teacher's guidance. And then it's completed with the teacher guidance. We get a supervisor, personal supervisor for each student, so that it's easier for us for the research project. And we also get internship, and as Unitech has provided us very good internship, which has helped us out with the practical life. We meet a lot of good people, good surroundings in the company where we work, and we get a lot of knowledge over there. So other than that, Gulin will help you out with how she feels
over
there.
The only one thing I want to add up here is that like the guidance from the teachers were like super cooperative. Like they individually reached to us, like wherever they feel like we are getting stuck or something. Like they email us and they meet us personally, and like they make special appointments for us. Like the main thing that I wanna talk about is the efforts they put on us was like really good over the period of time that we acknowledged. And right now we got our supervisors for our research, and the supervisors as well are super cooperative. Even if sometimes we feel like we are super busy and we are not like on our right track, they always remind us and give us emails like, okay, so where are you, what are you doing, where is your progress and everything like that. So in that perspective, I would say that with Unitech as well as with the course, these things works really well.
So no, thanks for that. Just you talked about the research and the internship. Can you tell a little bit more about the internship, like Raman said, it selected by a Unitech, they, you know, help you finding out, that. So how that research, is it that internship is connected with some sort of research? How does that work? Like, or is it internship is different from doing research, or research as a part of research you do an internship? Is it, you understand what I'm saying? Like, it would be good for people to understand how
actually,
does...
Actually, we are in our third semester. And right now we got just two subjects, two courses, that is the internship and research. Internship is a different thing where we are just guided that we will work with small accounting firms or like the corporates or with some chartered accountants where we will do our internship.
Yeah, they basically need us to know the practical life.
How to work in a practical environment, to have that experience of that environment and to like know about how to like work over there. And
so that's more internship about getting practical exposure. And the research is you pick up a topic and that may not be connected with your internship.
That is
correct?
Not connected.
The internship and research is two different parts. Internship is for us to upgrade ourselves for the practical life. And if we talk about research, it's like selecting one particular topic and then we have to research everything about that topic and then we have to make a thesis and all that.
So both of these things come in semester 3?
It comes in semester 3.
So you, at the moment, you finish your with internship?
We are finished.
Now the research is going on. Give us an idea, like what kind of topic or in research you pick up.
I want to add up to that. Right now we are doing research internship in our third semester. But in the upcoming semesters, what we have heard to our like the junior students who are just doing the semester 1 or 2, they are upgrading, like they are putting an option about research and you can do research or as well as you can pick 4 subjects.
Other than that,
about AI, analytics, data analytics, like these. Like they can choose those ones as well, whatever a person individual demand. And in the research one, it's mainly like to research about something which is not in the market.
Mm-hmm.
Research is all about that. Mm-hmm. So mainly we choose a topic which is not there.
So research is basically the thing is in the research is whatever we learn in our theory.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to add that theory.
Mm-hmm.
And even the practical life questions, we're going to mix up and then we're going to make a research topic. And according to that, we're going to do all the research and all that. I have taken my topic is on the quantitative basis. My topic is for the flood compensation that is happening. So I'm going to research on that and complete that data or that stuff. And she's having her topic was
my topic is something related to Maori taxes. I choose the Maori taxes because it seems like related to something to New Zealand.
Okay.
So mainly it will focus on that, how the Maori taxes, because it's different from the other ones, the corporate pays, that how much it is sustainable as compared to the other ones. I just choose something which is more connected to New Zealand.
Thanks for that. See, just for the listeners and viewers, see, in New Zealand, because Maori culture, the people who are indigenous people, there are some special benefits or even for tax benefits are there.
True.
So what Guleen said is about more on those areas, which is important to understand, you know, the very niche area. To understand how the tax system works and what are the, you know, implications and all that, isn't it? So, but thank you so much for giving us all this information. Just the last thing, would you like to give a message to someone who probably has done, you know, BCom or accounting related degree and would like to do a master's in similar or related field? Any message, or in general, any message for an international student who would like to make their career in New Zealand? Anything you want to say? Raman, let's start from you and what you say, and then we'll come to Guleen.
So one message I wanted to give is, when you come here, don't get impatient that I can't do this thing, I can't do that thing, how I'm going to manage and all that. It will take time. Slowly and gradually, everything one can understand and they can do it very nicely. From my starting experience, actually I was just like that. I was so impatient. Even I have a story to say here that I was getting a difficulty in my tech subject. And I was so sad. I was in a pressure, in a that what I'm going to do now. So at that moment, I've worked on me. I understand where I'm wrong. So that I able to understand it and I able to do that very correctly. So I think don't get impatient. Slowly and gradually one will understand and they can do the things very nicely.
Super.
Yeah.
No, that's a really good thing. It's all about having some patience when you are, you know, because you come into a different way of studies, different culture, different environment. You have to be not too hard on you to think that you can up and running, you know, to hit the ground running.
Yeah.
Rather, it will take some time to, you know, give yourself a fair chance, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, Gulen, any message from your side?
Yeah, I just want to add up to Raman. Like, once you will get up from those stairs, like, when you tackle out all the things that are coming on the way, mastery itself is an advanced thing. Like it opens up many doors, and right now it is like 6 points for masters. Anybody looking for the long term, stay for here. It will be good for them for choosing masters.
You're trying to do my job, right? I think let me say that part of it.
Yeah.
See, as many of you know who don't know, see with the. Masters, you used to get the you know, the 5 points. Like to get a residency in New Zealand, you need 6 points, and it is so far was 5 points, and then you get 1 point through the work experience of 1 year as a skilled work experience. But now from August 2026, anyone with the master degree will get straight up 6 points. Yes, remember, you still need to get the job offer, right? But you don't have to wait for 1 year to get your 1 point. So the other advantage, other than, you know, people who are doing masters, yes, if you're, you know, you're with the family, you get family benefits and, you know, partner visa and blah, blah, blah. But another very important change is that from August next year, so technically anyone starting now or even they have completed, it will be applicable for them too. So master will fetch you 6 points, and you can, once you have a job, you don't have to wait. Once you have a skilled job, you can apply directly for a PR or resident visa, to be very precise, because you get the resident visa, then you convert into a permanent resident visa after 2 years, right? So I would like to say one more time, thank you, Raman. Thank you, Gurleen. We are sitting in a restaurant trying to make this video and so nice of these girls to do that, and you have to excuse us for the me moving the phone around, but the purpose is to pass on the right message. So I hope that is there. That is more important, what is being said, but how maybe the presentation might not be the best, but hope you get the right message. But and thanks for both of them who took the time from their job and come here to talk. And I'm sure you're happy for us to.
Hope you enjoyed the episode and you enjoyed the interview with Raman and Gurleen, and you got some new info and feedback which might help you and your friends and relatives who are looking to study and settle in New Zealand. Well, that's the time we have for today. Until next time, you have a good one. Look after each other. Cheers.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.